Administration Committee meeting to order. Now that Hilda's here, I'm going to ask her to lead us in the pledge.
She always gets chosen.
As we lead us to the flag. It's a great power to where it stands, one nation, one God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Six or seven, I'll be big.
Early riser.
Yeah, right. Need a motion to approve the minutes from the April 11 meeting?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. No grievances, I assume, since Nate's not here. We'll start with Judy Hunter.
I know I have the articles. I was going to say, I usually have a hard time getting this to turn on. Well, I'm here to present again the semi-annual mortgage tax report for the period October 1st, 2022 through March 31st, 2023. You all should have received the information, and I don't know if you have any questions. Pretty self-explanatory.
Second.
Any questions?
Judy, do we have any idea what dollar amount of these numbers would change since we've been talking about eliminating that extra mortgage tax that we collect?
Yes. If you look on, I don't know if you have it in front of you. If you look on column 9, the local tax, $446,353.46 was collected for the first that period, that 6 month period. So
that's
if you want to double that.
Okay, that's the dollar amount we're looking at.
That's the dollar amount of the local tax. Yes.
Yeah, we estimated an average of $1 million.
Okay, and is that all our money, or do we share that with the municipalities?
That's all
county money.
Okay, so
municipality is column 8.
Okay,
they get the different portion.
Okay, and the recording officer's expense, does that go to your department?
Yes, and we turn that over every month to Tammy with our monthly report.
Okay. Sorry, I just was looking at it more carefully and came up with different questions.
Now. Right, and it's all part of the mortgage tax report each month. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Rob.
Good morning. I'm here to ask for approval to move the county from Office 2010 and Exchange 2013 up to Microsoft Online, which is Microsoft 365. With Exchange, our server Exchange moving up into the cloud, which will give us
join the meeting
and more security. I know I didn't get the numbers to you, so. To move our Exchange to online, we opted to go with a company to help us out with that, and that will be $30,100. And the reason I didn't do this last month is I wanted to add training services for our people to better know how to manage the online version of Exchange. That was $5,990. For the Microsoft 365 online, the licensing for what we need is $250 per user per year. Based on our calculations, we believe we would need about almost 1,200 licenses based on how many different emails we have. We believe we've been working on paring that down, but I'm going to ask for the full amount today. And that comes out to $300,000. We're going to work with the people that are helping us migrate to see if we can get that number down significantly. I believe we can get it down to around 1,000.
And this is something that's been budgeted
over the years.
Yeah, yes. Over years in your IT capital project, because we knew at some point, and most organizations are moving to the cloud, to 365, as opposed to the latest versions of Microsoft hosted on site or maintained on site.
I'm sorry, Jack. Our concern with staying on-prem is the fact that everything that Microsoft has right now for Exchange, it's all end of life in 2025 with no talk of any other online on-premise solution coming out. We believe they're going to go completely online.
So they're going to force that. So, you know, our Exchange, our email is secure through and supported through Microsoft, but with that end of life
coming, the meeting.
You know, we have to look at what the transition will be. So if it's going to be all cloud, there are operational efficiencies that we will see through this as well, having a better ability for shared documents, better access. So the online, cloud version to us seems like, you know, yes. We've been talking about it for a number of years and budgeting for a number of years.
And this isn't completely online. The Office programs like Word and Excel, with this cost, we also get the download version. So it'll be, you can work offline. You don't have to have an internet connection to use it.
So what kind of difference are we talking between the two programs?
The annual cost difference, Rob?
So we haven't paid for licensing for a while because it's a perpetual license. And again, I said we're on Office 2010, which has expired or which has gone end of life. So we're going to have to upgrade that if we don't go to this anyway, and I'll probably be back next month if this doesn't pass. But this is the way to go.
The last time we went through a migration, it was over $500,000 for the one-time cost. I mean, you're looking at probably, rough guess, $200,000 that we're going to carry in the software maintenance line item that we didn't before. But again, we've socked away at least a few years to cover the cover implementation, then cover that. So
that's going to be a yearly cost, $200,000?
Yes.
Right. Yep.
The $30,000, is that just a one-time to help us get transition from what we're on to this new platform?
Yes, the $30,100 is a one-time cost, and the training of $5,990 is a one-time cost as well.
Okay, and then the licensing is annual, and that's really how they get us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and Rob, just for the record, the company that we're purchasing it through, it is on state contract.
It is not on state contract. It is on national contract, Sourcewell, and we were purchasing the everything through SHI.
They're the largest IT reseller around here.
Yes. They're out in New Jersey.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
So what are we budgeting each year for that capital project?
So,
and I guess my question is, are we going to continue to do that and add the $200,000 onto that for this yearly maintenance?
Well, so there's a few ways that you could do it. We would very likely, because it's going to be an annual cost, we would very likely put that into the software maintenance operating line item, since, you know, it's really going from a capital purchase to an operating cost, but we would reduce the allocation to that IT capital project by the amount that we've been socking away. And it's ranged from years. I mean, a few years ago, we put 50,000, we put 100,000. So it's ranged between 50 to 100,000 a year, I'd say, that we've been consistently putting in there for that.
So what is in that increase in budget?
It
going to be about 150,000? Is that what you're...
I'd say 100 net, yeah. Rough guess.
If we're going to this Microsoft licensing, will we also transition then over to Teams instead of staying with Zoom? Isn't Teams part of the Microsoft package?
It is. So there's a lot of things going on with the online or the conferencing part. As far as mental health, their new program has its own video conferencing platform, so they'll probably go to that. So that'll eliminate all those Zoom licensing. The phone system we're going to has their own video conferencing software. And this also, Microsoft has Teams. So we're going to have a lot of options that we should probably look at because we're already paying for them instead of Zoom.
Right. And do we, how much is, do we know how much we pay approximately for Zoom?
It was like 30 grand a year. Something like that.
Yeah. I don't have those numbers. I can't.
That's what sticks out to me. It was about 30 grand a year.
But that could be a potential savings then as well, if we have other opportunities for the video conferencing.
I'd say definitely a decrease. There are some, depending upon the department, that whoever they interface with does utilize Zoom. So I could see where we'd want to carry some licensing, but certainly a decrease.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
A second. I have a question. So because of all the numbers going back and forth, what is the first year number? I know the ongoing number is 200,000, but what are we talking about first year?
Right now, $336,090.
Not to exceed.
Yep. Not to exceed. I'm sure it's going to be less than that once we parse down the licensing.
So by moving things to the cloud, are we more hackable?
No.
Hackable.
Okay. Is it a word? If not, I made it up.
It is.
You did good.
So over the past couple of years, the online or the on-premise solutions or Exchange and the online version from Microsoft, they've both had their share of I'm not going to call them hacks, but of
problems,
issues, yeah. Fixes that they needed. But it's decidedly more or less. There's less going on with the online version, but all the hackers out there, that's what they're targeting now because everybody's going to it.
Jeff.
So when you said you'll try to eliminate some of those email addresses for the $250 licensing, does anyone that creates an email have to go through your office?
Yes.
We're the only ones that create them other than DSS.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that, that there's a control on creating them, because you'll probably find several that aren't being used or, retired or something, like you say, and eliminate a bunch. I just wondered who had the rights to create them.
We have found a whole bunch. DSS, they maintain their own users down there. So they have access, but we can see what they do.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Andy.
Good morning. Morning. Just had two items this morning. The first one is the latest copy paper we did bid in April. We received three responses. Economy Products and Solutions was $42.80 a case. Contract Paper Group was $39.05. And WB Mason came in at $35.81. So my recommendation for award would be WB Mason. They're a longtime vendor of ours.
Yeah, I'll move it.
Second.
What was last year's price?
Last year in April of 22, our price was $41. So about $4.40 less. So we're still kind of, we're starting to head in the right direction.
Yay.
So
good. Thank you.
Favor? We got a motion second, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, you call for vote?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Curious.
The only other item I had was I was looking for authorization to issue the annual paper bid again. It's awarded quarterly, but this bid would allow us for four more bids going into next year at this time.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks.
Nate is at conference, but online.
Okay.
If you want to bring up the departments, but I can talk about these items. So
we don't want him.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, Nate.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I couldn't be there. Just a few items for today. The first is in real property. As you've known for a while, we look at departments and the structure of them, and we've really been leaning towards having a real deputy in each department. And that's exactly what we're asking to do here, is to reclassify a vacant assessment data supervisor to a deputy director of real property. It makes sense. And, you know, the duties that are needed to be done certainly falls under a deputy.
I think this kind of falls in line with our succession planning.
Yeah.
Agreed.
As well.
Yes, definitely.
Motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Okay, the next one is in the district attorney's office, and I don't know if Brooks is there for questions or not, but he's hiring two part-time ADAs, and we're asking to appoint above the midpoint at the part-time rate of $50,637, and according to their experience, that's an appropriate level.
Brooks, can I add anything?
Yeah, these are the two vacant positions I have in the western part of the county, the one that Joan Mary left to become our deputy, and Tim Rozelle's position left to become Hornell City Attorney. We were paying both of our two previous people more than this. I think 55 and 56 were their salaries, so it's less than we were spending before. I've been lucky enough to get two attorneys to come in, bring their entire firm. It's Chris and Paul Barton from Elmira, so we're sucking over some folks from into the Steuben County Bar, which is a good thing. Paul in particular is attached to the Hornell area. He spends a lot of time there, so he's going to cover Hornell City Court. And he's got, I guess, 15 to 18 years of experience. He's been a public defender doing local courts in Chemung County. He certainly has the ability to do the job. He's handled felony cases as well. His father, Chris, is taking the other spot. He's got a good 35 years of experience. He's done some heavyweight criminal cases over the years, both here and in Chemung County. So he's got the ability to do the job. And again, with assigned counsel rates going up, we're lucky that we've got a firm that's willing to give up doing any assigned criminal work and come in and take these two jobs together. It's one of the problems we have is any firm that we have an ADA and cannot do criminal work. So we got to get a firm that will drop out of criminal stuff. So they're willing to do that to take these jobs.
Promotion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any more questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thanks, Brooks.
Thank you.
Okay, next, in the public defender's office, we talked last week about this. These are both Harrell Herring positions. So we're looking to create a full-time assistant public defender, as well as a paralegal assistant position.
John, any comments?
I'm just here to answer any questions, but this represents the year five sort of rollout of the Harrell Herring process. There'll be a year six where we can do some readjusting, but the year five with caseload caps in place required the addition of one final assistant public defender full-time and support staff paralegal assistant.
And we do have state funding to cover these.
And this was added to the budget for this year in one of the prior sessions, so we can begin making claims immediately if I can fill those positions.
What's the likelihood of filling those positions?
It's gotten much, much better. And this will be the second year that I've been working with Cornell Law, and they are sending at least one law student and one undergraduate through their defender program to spend the summer. That contact has created a lot of interest in bringing some new folks to the area. It's been really successful. From last summer, I actually have one young man who is looking to move here and work here after he passes the bar. So,
do we have room for these people?
We do.
Did you say that 100%?
Correct. Hmm? Yeah, this is the Harrell Herring settlement funds. Yes.
You like that, huh, Gary?
Magic words.
Yeah. I'll move it.
Second.
Anything else for Sean or Nate? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Carries.
I was going to leave it for Gary to make the motion since it wasn't going to cost us anything.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Nate.
Thanks, Nate.
Got anything for us, Jack?
Nothing.
All right.
Wow.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Gary? Yeah. All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Wow.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
That's a record.